I am not a fan of hardship letters. In a previous episode, I outlined my opposition. However, I realize some folks seeking I-601 waivers will proceed forward anyway. As a result, I will discuss the 6 most common hardship issues discussed in government websites on 2 conditions. First, that you agree to call minimally what you write a hardship statement, not a hardship letter. Second, that you agree to develop strong evidence to support each of the issues discussed in your hardship statement. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Let's get started. First, health issues. Are there any special medical or physical problems that you, your spouse, or your children are facing? Problems that need consistent and constant medical care? Perhaps there's a senior citizen in your family who requires specialized health care. Second, financial issues. Every family, especially those with children, will suffer some type of economic loss if one of the parents is removed from the United States. Thus, when discussing this issue, tie the economic issue to another concern. For instance, will lower finances cause a disruption of certain family activity or affect the things you have to pay for on a regular basis? Rent, mortgage, food, maybe payment for the medical care of a child or elderly family member will become unaffordable. Third, education. Do any of the children have special educational issues or learning disabilities? Maybe your children are in private school. Maybe there are certain extracurricular activities they participate in. Or maybe one or both parents, the U.S. citizen parent or the immigrant parent, is going to college or taking special training for improvement for their job. Fourth, medical concerns. Psychological issues are another crucial element of your family's hardship that you want to present some evidence on. How are your family members going to be impacted by either separation from the immigrant spouse or relocation to a foreign country? Fifth, family ties. If you have an extended family and the family interacts a lot and they're very close, perhaps there's elderly parents, perhaps even with cousins and relatives, and you spend a lot of time together, the holidays together, birthdays together, what will happen when the family ties are disrupted? Maybe your family leans on each other for mental support, financial support, and all of that is going to be torn asunder. Six, conditions abroad. Are there any family members abroad who can help the immigrants' relocation? What's the level of safety and security? How is the employment situation? What about medical and educational facilities? Will the U.S. citizen spouse need to subsidize the immigrant spouse's life abroad? And if so, how will that affect the family's economic situation here in the United States? As mentioned earlier, these 6 issues are predominantly mentioned in government websites. But you do not have to limit yourself to these 6 issues. To the extent other issues are relevant to your hardship, you can and you should include them. Include them both in your hardship statement and in your supporting packet of evidence. Thanks for listening. And remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.